over here, Porrick. Yes, and Tiernan Kelly gives it to Conor Turbitt. One-on-one with the goalkeeper, and he plants it in the net. Turbitt made no mistake, and Armagh are well on their way to the All-Ireland semi-final.
This is it, time is up, last kick out, he should blow it up here. The kick out given taken by Conor Gleeson. 75 minutes,
it's all over!
Galway have beaten Dublin, only for the third time in their history. They beat him in the 1934 All-Ireland final, the 1933 All-Ireland semi-final. They have never beaten them since.
Here in goal, Owen Van Gallagher. Here's McCrarty, chance of a goal off the post and into the back of the net by Owen Van Gallagher.
They're into the last four, it's where they want to be.
Opportunity here for Kerry close to the post. They fist over the point to officially seal the deal. There's a clench of the fists from Jack O'Connor on the sideline and Kerry advance.
Hello there and welcome to the programme. It's a huge weekend of football with massive crowds expected for the All-Ireland semi-finals this weekend. It's also a Tailteann Cup final time and we'll have insight and interviews from both the Laois and Down camps. But let's get straight into the race for Sam Maguire. Two huge semi-finals on Saturday. All-Ireland Senior Football semi-final, Armagh versus Kerry. That takes place in Croke Park at 5:30. And joining me on the line now to get stuck into this one is former Monaghan star Kieran Hughes. Kieran, what a game. Armagh and Kerry, they've both come about in different ways, I guess. But what's your general thoughts, first of all?
General thoughts, Damien, are that, you know, the four teams that are in the semi-finals this weekend are there in merit. You know, you've played decent football up to this stage now. Talking to you previously, we were questioning teams about where they were at form-wise. Any team that's there this weekend have been doing the business in the last number of weeks. So this one now, Saturday evening, I'm thinking it's going to be a wee bit nip and tuck first half. I think Armagh is going to sit deep and sort of invite Kerry onto them and try to keep the score down as best they can and try to break them down and catch them on the break. And I think you could maybe see Armagh winning at half time, but Kerry have been well prepared now in the last number of weeks with playing Derry, and it's going to be a similar setup they're going to come across this weekend, I think.
Kieran, that's intriguing because I think all this year Armagh have played 15 games, there's been 13 clean sheets. They've only conceded 4 goals. So what you were saying looks to be the case again. But then Darren Sullivan came out during the week and he said that if Armagh sit back and play a cagey like Derry did, Kerry will inevitably just catch them at the end. So wherein lies would you agree with Darren, first of all, and wherein lies the balance about when
I was going to. Yeah, I was going to probably end up with that. I agree. But again, the two of us could be wrong in this. If Kerry don't take their opportunities, and they are going to get opportunities, I don't think Armagh have the matchups. Damien, I don't think they have the matchups for Tony Brosnan, for Gainey. They might have somebody for David or Paddy to take them out of the game a wee bit, but then you have Shawnee, and then you have Paul Morphy, Tom O'Sullivan coming. That's just the reality of this weekend. Like, they'll be very, very happy with their year. If you told an Armagh player now that they'd lose by 2 points at the weekend, they'll take that with both hands, I can assure you that.
Would you think so, Kieran?
Yep, honestly, yeah. I just knew by their celebrations after the last day. It told me a lot now that they were very happy to get over that quarter final hoodoo. They've been so close in the last number of years there, and so close to getting Ulster titles. They needed a big championship or a big All Ireland series, and in fairness, they got it. They've showed up a lot of people, so they have, including myself, in the last number of weeks. Like, but I just think this one this weekend, I think you have a Kerry team coming. Very fresh, and they'll know exactly what to come up against. And I think it can be forgotten about too that, you know, Kerry have Paddy Talley there, who's very aware of what happens in Ulster football, and obviously, you know, Armagh have Kieran as well there. But I just think Paddy, with the knowledge of some of the players that he's dealt with in St Mary's College in Belfast, I think he's going to know what way they're going to set up, and he's going to know the strength and weaknesses from some of them.
Yeah,
and again,
I guess
we're all sitting here just hoping for maybe, you know, an unbelievable opening game of football. I can't see it. I really can't see it for this game, like. But it could be edge of seat stuff come the last 10 minutes. Who knows?
Yeah, no, I get you. And in fairness, Paddy Talley's had an open line to Kerry there over the last number of years and knows exactly how to set them up. But would you buy anything into the bit of resilience that Armagh have shown? I know they've had final defeats and maybe heartbreaking losses, Kieran, but would you give them maybe a chance of any victory at all based on the little bit of resilience that they have shown in recent weeks again?
Yeah, absolutely will, yeah. But again, it's coming back on what I said. If Kerry don't take their chances, then that'll lift the Armagh crowd, and in fairness, that they bring one of the best supports around the country. And if Kerry aren't being clinical in front of goal, and Armagh are catching them on the break, you know, that crowd and that 16th man could inevitably get them over the line. Like, and that's exactly what they'll be hoping for, to keep that game as nip and tuck as possible, get Stephen Campbell off the bench, start a second half to raise the crowd. Like, but you know, we have to remember here they're coming up against, you know, a Kerry outfit who are very, very cute, like, and they'll know exactly where their strengths and weaknesses have been in the last number of weeks, and they'll be ready for everything that comes. And that is exactly what happened in the Derry game. They knew it was going to be nip and tuck, and they just were ready for that big push in that third quarter, and it really got them over the line on the bench that they could call upon. Inevitably got them over the line too.
It's risky business, I guess, if you are anybody else rather than Kerry, but I guess that maybe allows them to sit in and come out and play whenever they feel like it. But just in terms of this narrative then, Kieran, that sometimes the marauding defenders who like to get on the score sheet, like Thomas Sullivan's got 10 points this year already, that they might get in the way of making, in the way of space for the forwards, and that maybe the balance of the team is not quite there yet. Would you disagree with that, or would you go along with that?
Well, it's going to be an interesting one, because you've Thomas Sullivan there, who's obviously been flying going forward, but then you have Armagh, who have got Connolly and Turbot in unbelievable form, and I think Tom's going to be on one of them. He's going to have to be, and to quieten one of them down, he wants to get them as deep up the football field as possible, because he's as good going forward as he is going back. So it's trying to get the balance, and do Kerry have enough defenders to sort of survey Connolly and Turbot to the best, or nullify them as best he can. Like, so again, then you have Brian O'Bugliock, who's having an unbelievable last couple of months. Like, and will he be there maybe to quieten down Rory Grugan or somebody along the line there? Like, it's going to be an interesting one. There's going to be a tactical battle. I think that's what the first half's going to bring on Saturday now. It's going to be maybe a poor spectacle, but for the real footballing people, there'll be a lot of tactical battles going on around the football field.
And look, that's intriguing in its own way, but there was no question of looking at the shootout that was Limerick and Cork in the hurling last weekend, and a lot of people were kind of bracing themselves for a bit more of a tactical battle. I'm not saying there's not tactics in hurling, but in that game it was free-for-all. This time around, if you are looking for both sides to sit in then, Kieran, where can Armagh get at Kerry, do you think? Is there any little chinks there that they can attack?
Yeah, again, it's the high ball that they've been trying. They've been letting Niall Grimley, float into the square there a couple of times, and then Rian O'Neill's been out the field, and he's got, you know, beautiful right foot on him now to float it in nicely for him. So they'll be looking at the Kerry full back line and maybe try to drag Foley out of there, and then they haven't much height. They've only Murphy and Thomas Sullivan there, so that's definitely an area. And again, you have Kieran Donaghy there, who's going to definitely been enlightening the Armagh boys during the week. I'm sure if there was a drone footage over the athletic grounds this week, there would have been a couple of high balls fired in around the square. And I'm all on for it. So yeah, I'm definitely, I think in All-Ireland semi-final day and final days, these things have to be tried out, because you can't be jumping on the bus and being full of regrets down the road. Like, but that's one area I do think. And again, the other area is just if they can break them down and get a turnover in their defence and get them in the break.
Go from there.
Very, very good at that.
Yeah, I think you're right about the long direct ball. You can see the trend of that coming in throughout the season. Just before you go, Kieran, could I get maybe your thoughts on the Tailteann Cup? Like, do you give down the chance of getting over Laois now on Saturday evening as well? Down or beaten in the final by Meath last year. Laois have maybe improved game to game, but just your thoughts quickly on that game.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be an open game of football too. They're probably the two top teams that are meeting in the final, to be fair. And Laois will be coming in sort of as underdogs, because there's been a lot of talk about down there after losing last year's final. But knowing Conor Laverty, he was in with us a few years ago now, he'll have the down lads, absolutely, munching for this one now. And again, McNulty on the other side with Laois, he'll be no slow dozer. He'll know exactly what's coming for them. But again, I'm going to go for a draw and a down win after extra time in that one.
Wow. And in terms of Sunday semi-final then, we're going to talk to Keith Higgins in just a second, but I wouldn't mind getting your thoughts on that. Donegal versus Galway, just your overview on that, Kieran, before we let you go.
Yeah, really, really looking forward to that one. That's the pick of the one for the weekend for me. You know, I think you know, I'm going to go for a Donegal win. I just think they're going to have the legs on Galway, but Galway haven't probably got the plaudits they've deserved all year for some of the injuries that they've had and some of the victories that they've pulled out of the bag. And again, they'll be loving that. They'll be sitting in the dressing room this week going, look at all the talks about Jim McGuinness here, like, and they're just coming under the radar nicely. So they are. But again, it's going to be a wee bit more open football, I think, in this one. Donegal are playing a lovely style now of getting lads up the field and every man attack. Like, so okay, it'll be an intriguing one, but I'll go for a Donegal win now for 3 points. I'll go for.
Okay, so Kerry and Donegal in the All-Ireland final and down to win the Tailteann Cup. Kieran Hughes, thanks very much for the straight talking, and we'll chat to you very soon again.
Lovely stuff, Damien. Thanks a million.
Okay, Kieran Hughes there. Now, before we look at the Tailteann Cup final, let's chat about the second semi-final and what a game this should be. Mayo legend Keith Higgins is with me to look over this one. Donegal versus Galway, Sunday, Croke Park at 4 o'clock. Keith, how are you, first of all? And secondly, what a game to look forward to.
All good, Damien. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's an exciting one, I suppose, in fairness. You know, I don't think it's one we probably would have foreseen a couple of weeks ago, but all credit to Galway, in particular, after performance against Dublin. But yeah, it's definitely one to look forward to, nearly kind of a clash of styles in a way, but I suppose it's definitely one that will work with the appetite.
Keith, Armagh versus Kerry, we're all expecting a cagey affair, maybe very tactical. Is there any chance of anything different on Sunday, or what's your gut feeling?
It's hard to know. I mean, in a way, you're nearly conflicted when you're looking at it, because you're kind of, you have this opinion of Galway, of the team that goes out and plays or wants to play this free flowing football and really attacking football, and they have the kind of flair players who can do that. But this year in particular, they have defensively, they've been very, very strong. And then you'd have the opinion then of Donegal, I suppose, under Jim McGuinness, have been that ultra defensive style team. But you see the scores they've been clocking up so far in this championship. Yeah. So, you know, I think it has the makings of a really, really good game. I think it could be a very, well, Donegal probably wants to be a kind of a fast paced game when they have the ball the way they're playing. And from their point of view, they'll probably want to try and slow it down as much as possible and kind of dictate the way they want to play. So, like, you can look at it from loads of different angles and still not be sure which way it's going to play out.
Yeah, and you're right. On the counter-attack, they're lightning fast. But if you're to look at Donegal, Keith, what's their main strength? And is there any area of weakness then that you could identify that maybe Galway will look at? But first of all, their main area of strength.
Look, I think it's very evident for everyone to see their area of strength. It's just what you said there, is that ability to counteract a pace. Like, I mean, you just look at some of the players, the way they've been playing, like Ryan McHugh's kind of revitalised. You know, you get Bowen Bowen there, like Padraig Morgan is in probably player of the year form at the moment, the way he's going. You know, you have them boys breaking from pace, from defence, and then you have Oisin Gallan obviously up front, and Paddy McBearty, who can kind of, when they get the ball up there. So, like, you know, in fairness to Donegal, their strength has been that running power so far. Like, Jim has them absolutely flying fit. Playing the way that he wants them to play, bodies back, and then when they turn it over, they'll go in numbers and they'll go at pace. And that's probably the one area of concern you might have for Galway, is that will they be able to kind of live with that pace 70, 75 minutes? So I think that's probably Donegal's main strength so far. And like I said, the ability then to clock up big scores with that 123 the last or something like that, you know, if they can kind of hit 20, 21, 22 points again, you know, you'd imagine they should be in an All-Ireland final.
And as regards the opposition then, like I look at Galway this year, Keith, and I don't know about you, but players like John Maher at number 11, obviously Johnny McGrath, they've really stepped up to the mark this year. They're driving on everything. But just in terms of, you know, where you think their strengths are, and maybe, again, how could Donegal get at them also?
Yeah, like I think the one thing we would have always kind of thought about Galway, I suppose even this year alone, waiting for them to get their best 15 players back on the pitch. Now, they probably had them the last day, but whether they were fully fit now or not, it's hard to know. I suppose, I mean, Damien Comer didn't look fully fit. Obviously, Shane went off then with an injury. So when Galway have their best 15 on the pitch and they're full of confidence, they're very, very dangerous. They will cause the best teams lots of problems with the firepower they have up front. But like I said at the start, their defensive, they've been very solid this year. Like Killy McDay coming back in was a huge addition to the last year. So Galway's strengths are the firepower up front, if they get the boys the ball, if they're all fully fit. And again, like I mentioned, at the defensive setup they've had this year, the one area of concern you might have is, will they have, like I said, will they have the liquid Donegal? Like Paul Conroy is an exceptional player, has been an exceptional player for them for a number of years. Will they look to try and exploit him around the middle? You know, again, as well as Maher has been playing, will he have the legs to be getting up and down the pitch chasing the Donegal half-back line? It's hard to know. So that's probably the one area of concern you'd have initially, but I'd imagine Port Joyce will have a plan in place that if Galway do turn over the ball, they're trying to slow down that Donegal counter-attack as much as possible, whether that's a bit of cynical foul or whatever way you want to put it. They'll be just making sure that they can't break this at the pace they want to break.
That's interesting. And, you know, just before we chatted to you, Keith, we're talking to Kieran Hughes, and we mentioned the fact that, you know, Kieran mentioned the fact that Kerry like to play direct this year as well. That Armagh like to play direct with Kieran Donnelly as coach, and they like to try and target that full forward line. With the classy forwards that Pádraig Joyce has on view, that probably won't be an option on Sunday with maybe a lot of cover in front of their full forward line. How does he get the lads into the game then? Your Shane Comers, your McDades, your Finnertys, your Walshes. How does he get them into the game, Keith?
I think he's just going to be emphasised with them. They need to be very, very patient. They know Donegal will want to get bodies back. They'll know how they'll want to set up. There'll be very, very little space there for them. But I suppose, you know, with Comer, you know, if he's on the edge of the square, if Galway can break that bit more pace, and it kind of, you know, they might hit one or two very direct ones in the top, and he'll cause problems because he's so big and strong. He'll cause problems even if there's a couple of players back there. You know, we've seen previously with Shane Walsh playing, he's not afraid to kind of drift out the field, kind of play more around the half-forward line midfield area, just get on ball and kind of dictate things from there. And also, like, I mean, even if Damien Comer drops out, you have Damien Comer, you have Walsh, you have 50, Dade, you have Maher. All these boys are well capable of kicking scores from 35, 40 yards on a good day up the footpath. So, you know, it's just about being patient, picking the right time and when them shots come off. Like I said, even if they are a small bit outside the scoring zone, you know, just having a go, they get enough shots off, they'll get enough scores. It's, I suppose, whether that defensive unit can kind of keep the Donegal scoreline down the other end.
It's going to be a cracking game. And just to put you on the spot then, Keith, who's going to be in the All-Ireland final? Call a winner for me on Saturday and Sunday.
The Kerry-Armagh one, you're probably going to go with Kerry. I think, again, performance against Derry was obviously nowhere near what they wanted to be. But at the end of the day, against likes of Derry, all you had to do was win that game, simple as that. You know, again, can you see Armagh having enough trouble all over the pitch to get one over on them? It's a bit hard to see. Opting for Kerry on that one.
Okay.
Donegal, Galway, it's a toss of a coin. I think if Donegal are able to play the way they've been playing and kind of dictate the terms of the game like they have done here, you'd imagine they should have enough. But I just wouldn't rule out Galway when they get to this stage of the year. If they can get 60, 70 minutes out of their main guys, they have the potential. But look, I'll kind of side with Donegal ever so slightly, but I wouldn't be one bit surprised if it was Kerry Galway again in a repeat of the final from a few years ago.
Wow, Keith Higgins, thanks so much for talking to you. It's always great to talk to you, Keith.
Super, Damien, thanks very much.
Yeah, that's the great Keith Higgins there. Now a huge day too for Laois and Down on Saturday in the Tailteann Cup final. Down were obviously beaten by Meath in last year's final. They've been somewhat unpredictable in performances in recent years, but a big addition to their setup has been Kieran Mina, who was Derry's interim championship manager late last year. He's now in the Down camp, and I spoke to him earlier this week.
They're a very unique group of lads who have had some really, really tough times over the last 4 or 5 years. So I would say to prove their resilience, a victory on Saturday is very, very important, because if they don't win that, it will further add to a narrative that they have choked on big occasions. So from a psychological point of view, for by anything else, for this group of players and for us as management, it's a really, really important game to win mentally for the group moving forward. After some of the bad defeats through COVID, previous managements, they had a number of very, very difficult years. Last year, there definitely was an upturn in the fortunes of Down, and particularly at underage level as well. But at the end of the day, they were still very disappointing in a Tailteann Cup final, and they had a very difficult exit from the championship from Armagh. So I'd like to think this year there's been progress in terms of the fact that the team got out of Division 3 up to Division 2. There definitely was an improvement in the championship performance against Armagh, but ultimately the league final against Westmeath, there were definitely some skeletons in the closet there that came home to roost. So proving that point, irrespective of anything, is very, very important for the team moving forward, because confidence becomes an issue then, Damien, if you don't deliver on these occasions.
They're a young squad, mostly 20 to 25. Do they have to address that mental aspect at some stage as well as the physical stuff that you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, a spade would be a spade with me, and in terms of addressing that going into the final, I won't be anyway, and the rest of the management we have agreed, I won't be brushing any of the performances and any of the incidents that have happened throughout this year or have happened for the team last year and beyond onto the carpet. It'll be dealt with, because this game has to be won on the field of play, but it has to be won between the two ears. It's the top 6 inches that are the most important here. So psychologically, in terms of what happened in the Westmeath game, what happened the last day against Sligo, even though we won the game, there will be a lot of aspects of that performance that I wouldn't be happy with. And possibly that's a good way of getting into a final. You know, last year they scored 8 goals in the semi-final, and that's not good preparation for anybody. For me, I would be hurt by our performance in the semi-final. I'll be hurt by our performance in the league final, and we won't be sugarcoating that. We'll be addressing that as a means of motivation for the group for the final.
And like last year, the final went past them very, very quickly.
This year,
is it just important to establish that foothold and go from there?
Yeah, it is, and it's important, I think, to establish to play the game in a certain type of way. Looking at Laois, they have been very impressive, and they've played Fermanagh, they've played Kildare, and they've played Antrim, and they've had a difficult lead in.
They've improved every game.
They have, and they play a certain style, and rely on opposition playing in a certain way as well. So we've taken a fair look at that. So yeah, we have done our due diligence in that regard.
Are you confident then, Kieran, from what you've seen on the training pitch, that the lads are taking the learnings of the last 2 years? Because I know there's been some psychological defeats, but there's been steady progress as well. If you look back to where they were 2 years ago, there's no doubt that they're further along the line. Just to make the next step now is key, but are you confident you can see in the training field that they're ready to go there?
Look, I'd be surprised if too many teams, after the disappointment that we had after our game, have trained as hard as we have. And that's testament to Conor in terms of the respect that he has within this county. He has massive respect. There's ability to keep the group together through that, because I found it difficult, Damien, you know. I found that difficult after our game to get motivated again for another competition.
It's respect for this competition too.
It is, and it's very difficult for Down, because Down have been in the competition last year. They were heavy favourites to win a final. They performed disappointingly. The whole focus this year was to get out of Division 3, but it was to get into the Sam Maguire. You had a chance in the league final that you didn't take, then you had a chance in a semi-final that the game came down the straight, you didn't take it, and you were going back into the same comeback. It's fine now, because you're building for a final and there's a wee bit of momentum and you're playing before a big game, and that's fine, but there were some very difficult weeks there. So in terms of the way the team was prepared, we have prepared, I would like to think, very, very well. And what has hurt the team in those big losses before, we're acutely aware of, and we have worked on them in the training field, and it will be very, very disappointing if we didn't right those wrongs in the final.
Yeah, Kieran Mina there. And now to get the other side of the coin, let's hear from Laois manager Justin McNulty, who chatted to RTÉ Sports James McMahon earlier this week.
Hugely excited about the final that we're involved in on Saturday. It's a huge opportunity for us to demonstrate how we have progressed, how much we have improved, and we know Down are a tough opposition.
Were there aspects of the semi-final win over Antrim that pleased you? You know, like the fact that you were down a couple of points and you came back before halftime and you actually pushed on well in the end.
I was hugely impressed by when the game was in the melting pot, when things looked to be going wrong, when the wheels looked to be coming off to a certain degree. We had hit the crossbar then pretty much from the same play. They came down and scored a goal. We got a cheap turnover. Where it just looked like it wasn't our day, and sending off as well, our black card, sorry, and it's the fellas just doubled out. So hugely impressed by that, and that can give the guys confidence going into this one. Listen, we know Down are raging hot favourites, and rightly so. We hope we've improved from last year, and we know Down have improved. We'll see how much. Our laser focus is purely on our performance, because we can't influence anything else.
Okay, so good luck to Justin McNulty and good luck to Kieran Mina and both of their respective camps. What a weekend it should be. But that's it for now, folks. Hope you enjoyed the Tailteann Cup final and the All-Ireland semi-finals. Huge thanks to the producer, Damien O'Mara. From myself, Damien Lawler, take care and we'll talk again soon.